Good afternoon. Welcome to Agriculture Today on the Red River Farm Network. And, of course, we've been on the road this entire week for the Red River Farm Network Crop Tour presented by Pioneer. And we've made our way to Cullom, North Dakota, as we've headed south, as we've began our day in that Dawson Steel area and now moved on to Cullom at Ag Outfitters. Stephen Royce is with us, sales associate, beginning to work with Encirca as well. Stephen, let's talk about this crop here. This Cullom line seems to be kind of the division between what's happening north and what's happening to the south.
Yeah, going south from here, things kind of dried out middle of July, I guess, into August. And we did get a few showers, but not a lot that was measurable. So that kind of set us back a little bit. But things, you know, late rain last weekend, we got a little bit, so things are starting to look pretty good.
What kind of rain did you get this past weekend?
We got 3,400 south of town, which that, you know, little is better than nothing.
Yeah, certainly. As you move north, the crop's in above average shape the way it looks.
Yeah, that's what I've been hearing from people up there.
It seems like as we've been making that trip, soybeans are pretty green at this point. The corn's holding strong. Looks like we're in shape for a pretty good year. Again, maybe depending on where you're located in the region.
Yeah, the beans are pretty variable from starting to turn just a little bit to looking green and still putting on new leaves. It kind of depends on where you are.
Yeah, it seems like these are some of the greenest beans we've seen so far as far as the travels we've had thus far. Again, we're in Cullom, North Dakota. It is the Red River Farm Network Crop Tour presented by Pioneer. We're going to have more from the road, but we need to get a check into those markets. Randy Coonan, bring us up to date. Good afternoon, Farm News on the Red River Farm Network. And again, this week we've been on the road with the Red River Farm Network Crop Tour presented by Pioneer. We started Monday in the Southern Valley, the Minnesota side, and moved north to Roseau and then moved off into North Dakota yesterday and covered that northern side of the state. And we've dipped down to the southern portion of North Dakota. We're coming to you from Ag Outfitters at Cullom, North Dakota. Bruce Kuzler is with us and Wade Zahn as well. Don Wick here along with Megan Turnquist. And Bruce, let's start with you if we can. Give us an idea. In most cases we've seen across the region that there's been more heat units than what we've had in a normal year. What's the situation here been locally?
Yeah, that's what it is here too. We're a couple hundred units ahead of normal, and it's a little bit like last year, but the corn is progressing really quick, and the beans are don't seem like they're responding quite as much to the heat units around here because they were lagging on moisture, and now they got moisture, and now they want to grow.
It looks like it. You got a lot of new growth at the top of a lot of those beans. So what is an average corn crop? What's an average soybean crop, would you say?
Our average corn crop probably, if they get 150 bushel corn, that's pretty good for around here, and the beans are more of a 35.
We mentioned earlier, it's kind of, we're a dividing line, north and south. It seems to be
right,
a little bit different.
Yeah, it seems like everywhere north of Cullom, every time the cloud opened up, Cullom and north got rain, and Cullom and south did not. So once in a while we get a little jealous.
Yeah, exactly. Definitely. And kind of with the changing of those weather patterns, any pest disease pressure that we're starting to see pop out here?
We're seeing a little white mold in the soybeans. It's all north and to the east. Down south, the beans were shorter, so we don't see much there. Hasn't been a lot of insect pressure. Been a really good year.
Yeah, it definitely sounds like it. And then along those lines, we're kind of looking towards what we've been hearing up north with the harvest. Some of this corn might come before the beans.
Well, if you had some early corn, there's not a lot of people that have really early corn in, but the corn is really progressing and the beans are lagging.
So when did you get in, I guess, with this spring? What was how did we start?
I think, you know, it was around May 5th. People were planting corn and beans almost at the same time.
And you had moisture early or no?
There was some moisture early, and south of town dried up for a little while, then hail came south of town. North of town's been really good the whole year.
Yeah, and well, like you said, I think that hail came early enough that some of those beans recovered, and like you were saying, they didn't necessarily grow up, they're more out.
Yeah, the beans came back, and, you know, that therefore the white mold pressure probably isn't to the south, but they look good. They'll be an average crop, I think. North of town had looking potentials, maybe a bin buster.
Well, let's hope for some of these guys. Talk about bins. I'm guessing that's probably a story for a lot of folks, trying to make sure we've got the storage we're going to need for this crop.
That's what we've been hearing, and it is a big topic, but we're Wade and I and Steve and I are talking, and we might have to do a deal with our seed this year that we give away hopper bins.
No more four-wheelers are going to give away hopper bins. I think that might work really well. Good call.
Yeah, I'm kind of looking, I know, into the 2019 growing season. I know we're talking about maybe some weed pressure, different things that we're going to have to tackle, correct?
Yeah, it's seems like they thought that weeds were going to be a non-issue after farming. I've been farming for almost 50 years, so I thought weeds would not be an issue anymore, but they seem to be getting worse.
Well, again, a lot of good information here. We're at Ag Outfitters at Colum, North Dakota, the Red River Farm Network Crop Tour presented by Pioneer. Randy?
In central North Dakota, Bowden farmer John Tibelius says the wheat crop was okay, but the corn and soybeans are seeing drought stress. Tibelius is ready to chop silage.
And that silage corn was what I was referring to earlier. That would have had two cobs per plant all the way across the field, but you know, corn is smart. It's an intelligent plant. So therefore, she narrowed down to one, and it does look good. The corn will be good on that. It's just we're going to not get that yield that we were looking for.
And Tibelia says the alfalfa crop, that's been hit by dry conditions.
My alfalfa was actually better last year in the drought, and alfalfa is an amazing plant also. But I always wondered, and maybe somebody will tell me one day, how much more water alfalfa we use than corn. Because I've gotten two cuttings, I'm happy, I've got enough to feed my animals, I have nothing to sell. You put alfalfa in low areas and lower fields, and that's what I've done in the past, and I guess I got what I needed to do out of that. And I wanted to dry that ground up, cure some salinity, and it's just a great place to put that.
And scouts on the Red River Farm Network Crop Tour presented by Pioneer were in the Langdon, North Dakota area yesterday. Pioneer sales rep Mike Muse says canola harvest is underway.
Just nicely started here in probably the last week. So far the yields have been surprisingly good, considering how dry we've been. We got a nice start to our spring. Things went in a timely manner. Moisture was adequate early on, but definitely dried up here towards the end, just like you've been hearing all week long. So people were a little worried about what kind of yields we were going to have, but so far, it's been a nice surprise, just a little above average, I would say.
And Moose says the soybean crop in the area is expected to be highly variable.
They look really good early on. We got a nice stand establishment. They look good. But this heat and dryness is really, really taking a toll on them. But it's going to be variable, depending on if you caught a rain or not. We're going to see yields all over the board, I think, probably a little below average. Maturities are going to play into effect a little bit, and whether or not you were lucky enough to get underneath that rain cloud or not.
Good afternoon. Farm news on the Red River Farm Network. It is the Red River Farm Network Crop Tour presented by Pioneer. We're joined by Pioneer Strategic Account Manager Tom Frappier. And Tom, we touched on, obviously, weed pressure has been a concern wherever we go. This is a part of the world, McIntosh County nearby, that Palmer was identified, Palmer Amaranth, just the news coming out about that. I guess it's a alert for all of us just to make sure we're walking those fields and looking what's out there.
It is. I think as you look over the last few years, we really didn't know what water hemp is. Now we don't have to look too hard to find it everywhere. And so with the announcement now that Palmer was found and verified, I think we all have to be alert. And with harvest in the front window, if you see some weeds out in those fields or a weed that just doesn't quite look right, it might be worth shutting down the combine and stepping out and pulling that thing out and make sure you don't spread it around the countryside.
That's the issue. The seed bank there is so intense that this could spread really quickly.
It doesn't take very long with the water hemp and now Palmer. Their ability to produce seed in a very short window and high numbers of seed is just overwhelming. So if we can keep it down to a minimum number is in the early stages here, our chances of making this last longer, and giving us some other options with other herbicide technologies that are on the waterfront coming down the road, so to give us some options that we really need.
Yeah, and out earlier we were looking in fields and looking at the lush soybeans and describing and talking about different weeds. Palmer, you know, that blends in pretty good with the soybean plant out there.
It really does. That darker green color really, especially in this area to the north where the beans are so green and lush right now, it blends in really easily and doesn't necessarily grow above the canopy as much as like water hemp, which just sprouts up a couple of feet above the canopy and becomes very obvious. So you definitely need to be paying attention as we're out looking at fields now.
Well, you talk about water hemp, obviously, in portions of Minnesota and eastern North Dakota, water hemp is an issue. We've moved to the west and we saw kochia problems. All of that really makes us alert to the issues of resistance and really changing modes of action and those kind of things.
Absolutely. And, you know, you're not going to win this battle just picking the right herbicide and mode of action. It's got to be a full farm program, and it's got to be something that you build on year to year to year. And so planning out your rotations, looking at different herbicide packages that you can put together, maybe different herbicide timing, just all those things have to be built into a program. So it really takes some thought and some time to plan ahead for it.
So can they sit down like with a Pioneer sales rep and work through that plan with the grower?
Absolutely. Pioneer sales rep, Pioneer agronomist, we'd all be happy to sit down and just put kind of the options out on the table for every grower, because crop rotations, the soils that we work with, the area that we live in, all those have some input as far as which direction we might want to go.
Well, again, we certainly appreciate the folks here hosting us today, and we're going to continue with the tour over the next couple of days as well. Tom, thanks so much.
Thank you very much for having me.
Tom Frappier, Strategic Account Manager from Pioneer. This is the Red River Farm Network Crop Tour. We're coming to you today from Cullum, the Crop Tour presented by Pioneer.